Coach, last time that we talked, we're getting set up for a really big ball game at Winston. It was one of those storylines where your team, obviously, you got a nice team coming back, and Winston has been the team that's really dominated the HTC over the last 4 or 5 years. So kind of using it as a litmus test to see where you're at. You wanted to win the game, but you just wanted to see how your team performs against a really good team on their floor. They got you by 20. Was it a 20-point game throughout? Was it kind of close? What was the ebb and flow of that game back a few weeks ago at Winston like?
It was actually pretty close. You know, we were down 5 at half, and we outscored them in 2 quarters. But the 2 quarters, they outscored us. You know, they got up into the 20 ranges. Now, obviously, that's never where we want to be, giving up that many points in a quarter. But very proud of how well we scored the ball and some things we did defensively on the 2 quarters that we won. We rotated better and talked really well. But, you know, we just got middle last in 2 quarters, and they beat us too well in those 2 quarters.
That's such a, momentum's a crazy thing. But the teams that are really good and they have that great tradition and they've won a lot, it seems like that the biggest challenge is trying not to have a team like that going like a 14-0 run against you, because teams like that, they got great ability to just get that momentum and run with it for a while. And it sounds like that's what got you that night.
Yeah, you know, they went on a pretty good run, and we did respond a couple times to their runs, but, you know, they had a ginormous third quarter is what really hurt us. You know, the third quarter they came out and they put it on in the third quarter, and we didn't respond very well coming out of halftime. And, you know, we ended up responding in the fourth quarter and outscored them in the fourth quarter, but at that point in time it was too late.
How much of a concern is it, Coach, looking at your boys' squad? They, along with the girls, had issues with being not eligible to practice and then things like that due to contact tracing and that. Do you feel like, is the team in pretty good shape, or is it a concern going to see how deep you can go on the bench, or how deep you will need to go on the bench because of the amount of shape that the boys are in tonight?
We were a little bit concerned about the in shape. You know, this much time off and not being able to get in the gym and go full speed as much as possible, you know, obviously that's going to take a toll on our conditioning. So we're going to have to go to the bench a little bit more tonight. But I still feel pretty confident, you know, how well we look offensively and defensively, the steps we've taken, even in the 2 weeks that we are quarantined through virtual practices, just talking about situation awareness and, you know, going over the offense. I think they have a better understanding of each one. So I think strategically we'll be a little bit better.
It looks like, you know, you're 3-2, so obviously that's on the right side of the docket as far as a record goes. If you'd look at it in the first 5 games and say, okay, which games will be the toughest for Grundy in the month of December, I think most, including myself, would probably say the Green City game and the Winston game, and those are the two teams that you ended up on the short end of the stick. So it kind of feels like that your team is right on the cusp of being able to make that jump and that leap in 2021. In your mind, Coach, what are the things that the boys just need to do to take that extra step to be able to compete and win games against the likes of Green City and Winston here in the new year?
First, got to be defensively. You know, we've got to keep teams to a lower number. We're going to have to do a lot better job of rotating and limiting teams to one shot. And then when we get that one shot, we get the rebound, we can go. And the second thing is offensively, sometimes just slowing it down. You know, we are very blessed offensively and have multiple guys that can score it, but sometimes that hurts us. We try to go too fast. But so if we can just slow it down and run the offense, I feel like we'll be able to expose some mismatches and let our guys that score the ball really well have a better shot selection than what we've had early in the December.
Now, I have seen Hardin Central a few times over the last couple of years, either it be at Holiday Hoop, sometimes at the Gallatin Tournament. They've, you know, quite honestly, they struggle a little bit with some rebuilding in the last couple of years with the boys' team, but that means that they return a whole lot, and if you return more than you graduate, eventually you're going to turn that corner and get better. Is that what you see from the Bulldogs?
Yeah, you know, I definitely see that they're a tough fighting team, you know, regardless of talent or skill or record shows, they come out and they play very, very hard. And, you know, if we don't match that energy coming out, you know, they're going to be ready to go. They haven't played since December either, so they're ready to go, and we got to be ready to match that energy and, you know, take one on their own floor.
What's the biggest challenge? Yeah, I was talking with Mercer about this morning, how the snow's out, it's cold, it's damp, it's not a real pleasant night to get on the bus and make a trip. So there's a lot of things that work against a team that travels in the conditions tonight to not play well. What are the things that you tell your guys, even before they get on the bus, to say, hey, this is a road trip, we're going to play well, don't worry about anything else other than playing well? What is that conversation going to be like tonight, Coach?
It's just one of those things, just be mentally locked in. You know, like you said, it is kind of a cold, long drive to Harden City. But at the same time, you know, we should have a little bit of excitedness that we haven't played since December 15th. So we had almost a full month off. We should be eager and ready to go and just make sure we're mentally locked in the entire trip.
And especially now with that loss to Winston, as far as the HDC conference goes, you know, that game against North Harrison on Friday night at Newtown, that is a big game for the Panthers because you don't want to take a second loss in conference play at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we know that's a big game. That's big for the conference and big for district seeding. So we know there's a lot riding on that game, and, you know, we've got to be prepared. They're a great team, and they're going to come prepared to win as well.
Well, I've had coaches. I know Coach Lewis emailed me over the break, and yeah, he was really impressed with your squad and really likes the job that you're doing with the boys and thinks that you're going to be a factor come postseason plays. So we'll see how it goes. Certainly, this is a team over at Grundy boys-wise are getting a little bit of pub for having a nice squad this year. They're at Hardin Central tonight at 6:30, and we'll host up at Newtown North Harrison on Friday. Milan tournament next week. Want to say that... you guys, I wish I had the sheet in front of me. 3 seed, 4 seed, 5 seed, somewhere in there.
We're the 5 seed. The boys are the 5 seed in that tournament.
That's gonna be a good little tournament. You know, you don't have that Milan team as strong as they were last year when they made the Final Four. Green City lost a little bit, but it's gonna be a tournament. I think next week, Coach, that your team can be competitive in, and really look forward to seeing how you match up against a group of teams that I think is gonna be pretty well balanced.
Yeah, you know, that's a great tournament that we're getting ready to go into. You know, there's honestly think 1 through 8, you know, each team could surprise somebody that night. So if anybody comes in not prepared, they're going to end up walking away with a loss. So it's a great tournament. We're excited for it. And, you know, we're going to have to play our best basketball to end up on the right side of that thing.
Hey, we haven't seen the bracket yet, Coach, but we know that you're going to match up against a 4 seed. Who is the 4 seed that you're going to see in the quarterfinals?
The 4 seed is Novinger.
Aha, Novinger against Grundy R5. We'll wait to see a date and time for that one, either Monday or Tuesday of next week. We'll talk about that with you when we see the bracket next week, Coach. Thanks for joining us, and good luck with the road trip down to Hardin tonight.
Thank you, and thank you for our sponsors.